But just to end with one ha'ara that maybe is even emes, and that is, we learned the Gemara a few days ago. We keep on coming back to Daf Chafe. The Gemara said, Kinach nafshe de Ravina. Where Ravina was nifter, pasach aleihu hu saftana. So there was a saftan. He was a professional eulogizer. He got up and he offered the following eulogy on Ravina. He said, Tmarim hani uroish, palm trees, start waving your heads. Al tzadik katamar. Because a tzadik, who's like a tamar, just died. Nosim leilois kayamim. Let's mourn at night, just like we would during the day, al mesim leilois kayamim. Over Ravina, who was mesim leilois kayamim. Spoke out the epic hesped that Rameir Simcha gave on the Malbim, what it means that Mesim Leilois Kayamim, but that was the hesped that the Saftan gave on Ravina. Then the Gemara says, the Ravashi once went over to Bar Kippuk. He was also a famous eulogizer. And he told him, tell me, he says, Lachamev Esrim, Ahu Yoima, my Amrit, what are you going to say? Amalesi told him, Amina, I'm going to say, Imba Arozim Naflo Shal Heves. He said, if the cedar tree was taken down from the spark, Mayasue Zoive Kir. What do you expect a Zoive Kir? What should all the blades of grass do? Meaning, if the arrows went down, you can imagine what's going to happen to the grass. He said, Leviosan Bechakahu Allah. The Leviosan was caught with a hook, Mayasut Geirakak. So all the little fish in the ocean, they're in big trouble. Benachal Shut of Naflachaka. He said, if the large, aggressive, the Mayanamiskabra dried, Mayasu Megavim. Either way, that was the hesped that he was given. So it struck me that the Saftan, when he was maspid Ravina, he referred to Ravina as a tzadik hatamar. Tmarim honi uroish al tzadik hatamar. When the Saftan was maspid Ravashi, he referred to him as an erez, as a cedar tree. Imba rozim naflo shal heves mayasu ezoi vekir. Why did the Saftan compare Ravina to a palm tree, to a tamar? And why did the Saftan compare Ravashi to an erez? Why did he compare him to a cedar tree? So I was thinking, the Gemara says, Mesechtes Makis, Daf Yudam et Aleph. The Gemara brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Mi oyhev behamoin loytfuah." Whoever loves hamoin loytfuah, he's the one that's going to have tfuah. He's going to be successful. So, someone that loves hamoin, he's the person that's going to end up having a lot of success. So, the Gemara says, "What does that mean?" Rav Ashi said, "Kol ha'oyev lumoid behamoin." Any person that likes to learn Torah with other people, he likes learning bechabura, loy tfua. This person is going to be very successful in his learning. Rav Yitzchak Chanina said, "Cherev al tzavari seinem shel tamidi chachamim sheyoyishvim ba'oiskim b'Torah bad bevad." That's not good for a person to learn Torah by himself, but rather you should learn Torah bechabura. So Rav Ashi said, "What does it mean?" Mish mi oyev behamoin. Someone that likes learning Torah with other people, loit fuah. This person is going to be very successful. Ravina Amar. Ravina said, "No, kol oyev lalamid behamoin." Not someone that likes learning behamoin, but somebody that likes teaching behamoin. Someone that teaches other people, loit fuah. He's the one that's going to be successful in his learning. Ha'inu damar Rebbe. That's what Rebbe meant when he said, "Harbe Torah lamadeti merabosai." I learned a lot of Torah from my rabbeim. Umechaveira yoytsim mehem. I learned more Torah from my chaveira. Umetalmida yoytsim mikulam. But I learned the most Torah from my talmidim. So mi oyev behamoin. Whoever loves Hamoin, light food. That's the secret to success in learning. What does it mean? Machloek is Ravashi and Ravina. Ravashi said, someone that likes to learn Bahamoin. Ravina said, someone that likes to teach Bahamoin. The truth is, right before that Gemara, the Gemara brings a simen. Simen Ashi Lumoid, Ravina Lulamid. Ashi Lumoid, because Ravashi said, Mi Oye Behemoin means someone that loves to learn Behemoin. Ravina Lulamid, because Ravina said, not Mi Oye Lilmoid Behemoin, but rather Misha Oye Lulamid Behemoin. Parenthetically, if you take a look in Rashi, on this Gemara right here, Makas Daf Yudam and Aleph, so the Gemara says, Ravashi Omar, Zok Rashi, Bid Ravashi Garsino in Lilmoid, Bid Ravina Garsino Lulamid. That the right Girsa says Rashi in the Gemara is that by Ravashi you should be Gairus the word Lilmoid, and by Ravina, you should be Gairus the word Lalamid. Rav Kiveger says, and Gilyan Ashas, he says, what was bothering Rashi? It looks like something's bothering Rashi. Rashi is like playing around with the Gersoyus a little bit. So Rav Kiveger says a Dover Nifla. Rav Kiveger says, in Kula Talmuda, throughout Shas, whenever Ravina and Ravashi are mentioned, Ravina is always mentioned first. It's first Ravina, and then afterwards it's Ravashi, even in this Gemara with the Hespedim. First the Hesped on Ravina, and then the Hesped on Ravashi. Right, it's always Ravina first, and then Ravashi. And the reason is because Ravina was older than Ravashi. And even though Ravashi was really Ravina's Talmud, Ravashi was Ravina's Rebbe, Talmud Chaver, but at the same time, Ravina was older. And because he was older, Ravina's always mentioned first. In this Gemara, it's first Ravashi, And then afterwards, Ravina. So Rashi was bothered that throughout Shas, it's always Ravina and Ravashi. So why in this Gemara is it Ravashi and Ravina? You know what the Teretz must be? It's because Ravashi says, Kolo Oyev Lilmoid Behemoy. And Ravina says, Kolo Oyev Lilamid Behemoy. And first the person learns, and then afterwards he teaches. You can't be Melamid if you don't learn first. It's Lilmoid Lilamid, then Lishmar Velasas. So it must be that the reason Ravashi is first is because Ravashi is Lilmoid. And then it's Ravina because it's Lilamid. So Kivagar says, that's how Rashi knew this was the right Girsa. Rashi is Bavarnik Akasha. Why is it Ravashi and Ravina? Bekula Talmud, it's always Ravina and Ravashi. Now all of a sudden it's Ravashi and Ravina. Oh, the Teretz is because Ravina must be the Lilmoid. And Ravashi is the Lilamid. Ravashi must be the Lilmoid. Ravina is the Lilamid. And because Lilmoid comes before Lilamid, so therefore over here we'll go outside of the way we usually do it. And we'll mention first Ravashi, then Ravina. I saw in the Sefer, Megillah Samanim. That's from the Aderis. We always quote from the Sefer on all the Simanim. So if there's ever a Simon in the Gemara, you look in the Aderis, and very often you're going to find the Marginisa Tava. So on this Simon, so he brings... He must have not seen the Rabbi Kiva Eger, but he brings from the Shagas Aryeh. He said he saw from the Shagas Aryeh that Shagas Aryeh said Pshat and this Rashi, that why would Rashi say that the Simon is Ravashi is the one that's Lilmi, Ravina is Lilami? He said this Pshat. He said because Bekulu Talmud is first Ravina and then Ravashi. Here it's Ravashi and then Ravina. Must be because Ravashi is the one that said Lilmi, Ravina is Lamed, and because Lilmi comes before the Lamed, even though usually it would be Ravina before Ravashi, over here it's going to be Ravashi before Ravina. But the bottom line is that if you ask Ravashi, what's the key to success? Mayasa Adam, V'yechkam. What should a person do to be successful? Mi oye behemoyim loy tfuah. What does it mean? Ashi lilmoid. He says, shteig away, learn as much. Find the best chavur in the world, find the best chavruses, and go shteig. That's what you should do. If you'd ask Ravina, what would Ravina say? Ravina's lalamid. It's Misha Oyev lalamid behemoy. Ravina's the one that sent me Talmida Yoisim Mikulon. So I was thinking, and this is maybe MS. We've spoken out so many times, Torah from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. That really comes from the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, the Heilige Afla, where the Chassam Sofer said that if a person wants the shteik, that really, machoy vasei ba'olam, a person's job in this world is not necessarily to try to achieve the highest level of himself that he could possibly achieve. But rather, his job is to look around him and to try to help other people and to try to be mashpia on other people. A person is supposed to give up from other people. The Chassam Sofer always quoted his Rebbe Da'afla, who said, "Marav doimel malach Hashem tzvokis yivakish toyer mipil v'imlav al yivakish toyer mipil." What does it mean? A Rebbe is supposed to be a malach? So he said, a person is a hoylech. You go up, you go down. We're hoylechim, but a malach is an oymed. A malach is not a hoylech. A malach is born. He's pre-created. He has a chip that sends him on a certain trajectory, and this is who he is. There's no way for him to change it. If your Rebbe is like a malach, who's not thinking about his own aliyah, but he's thinking about the talmidim yavakish toyer mepiu. Azar Rebbe is on malernifin. Of him love, if he's thinking about himself and he's going to do what is best for himself and he's going to compromise his talmidim, al yavakish toyer mepiu. Such a Rebbe you shouldn't learn Torah from. And this is something that's literally throughout the Torah of the Chassam Sofer. If there's bacha bakuk v'midan alachas on the Torah of the Chassam Sofer, it's this vart, that a person is not just for himself, but a person's for Yanim also. But there's a flip side to this coin. There's a part two. There's a sefer to this resha. And that is, it was Margul Bapum in the Chassam Sofer used to always say that at the same time, a person has to realize that if he does for other people, not only is he not going to lose out, but he's going to end up gaining much more than he would have gained had he done only for himself. He said, why? He said, because at the end of the day, a person never loses when he does for Yanim. A person never loses when he sacrifices for Avodas Hashem. And he says, that's the oymik in what Rebbe said. Because when a person gives up for his Talmidim, it's Yoisim Mikulam, he's going to end up steiging, he's going to end up getting more from anybody else. The Afla in Panim Yafis, this is probably Exhibit A, for where the Hafla says this Yisoid. So he says, that Lefiza, we can understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach, Ke'erez Balvonon Yiske. He says, a Tomer is a tree, and an Erez is a tree. He said, but they're very, very different. A Tomer is not a big, majestic tree. I mean, it's nice to look at, but it's not a big, majestic tree. But at the same time, it's Oysep Peiroiz, Tzilchon No'eh, Amas Amayim Oyveres Tachtov, right? It's a palm tree. The Amevin Yavin, it's very geschmack. That's what a tamar is. An Erez is a big, tall, majestic tree. The Arzei Halavonoin. But at the same time, an Erez is not Oysa Peres. It doesn't bear any fruit. So said the Hafla, Tzadik HaTomer Yifroch. A Tzadik's job is to be a Tomer. The Tzadik's job is to make himself like a Tomer. Not worry about how tall he's going to be and how strong and how powerful he's going to be. But he should be like the Tomer that people will be able to benefit from. from him. He should share with Yanim. And if he does that, Ke'erez Bavon and Yiske. He's not going to lose. He's going to end up being mighty like the Erez. That when a person's a tzaddik ha-tamar, he's going to end up being mighty like the Erez. But I'll call upon him. The Tamar is the Melamed. The Tamar is the one that gives up for others. The Tamar is not so big and strong. But at the same time, the Tamar is Oysa Peres. And the Tamar has Talmidim. And the Tamar has people that are benefiting so much from all the Koyches that he puts into his Avodas Hashem. The Erez is big, it's tall, it's mighty. Of its Eina Oysa Peres. The Erez is the biggest Balkishman in the world. But no one's having enough from him. That's who the Erez is. A Yid Daf Sechmachin V'Atamar. And then eventually he's going to end up being like an Erez. Rav Ash, when the Saftan got up to be Masbid Ravina, what did the Saftan say? He said, "Kol atmarim yoniu roish al tzadik katomar," because of the tzadik that was like a tamar that died. He said it on who? On Ravina. Who is Ravina? Simin Ashi Lumay Ravina Lalamed. Ravina was the one that said Lalamed. He said, "Mi oyev behem moin loytfua misha oyev Lalamed Taira." So Ravina was someone who felt that the ikur derech that a person's supposed to take in Avodas Hashem is he's supposed to be Malami Taira. Ravina is the one that the Gemara tells Su Harbei Torah Lamadeti Mirabayisai Abba Mitamida Yoisa Mikulan. That's Ravina. Simin Ravina Lalamed. Ravina Lalamed. Ravina is a Tamar. So the Saftan got up so beautifully and so poetically, and he said, "Kol atmarim yoniu roish." All the tamarim should show deference. You know why? Because there's a tzaddik that's a tamar. There's a tzaddik that gave up everything. Lalamed, like he says in Makis Daf Yud Amud Aleph. That just left this world. Ab Rav Ashi held Lilmoid. Simin Rav Ashi Lilmoid. He held not Lilamid, he held Lilmoid. Rav Ashi says the Gemara, Im Naflo Shalheves Ba'arozim. Mayasu is Oivekir. Rav Ashi is an Erez. He's the Lilmoid. He's steiging himself. Oh, he's steiging himself. Rav Ashi goes down as Toyer Vigdula B'Mogamechot. He's a Levyosan. He's an Erez. That's Rav Ashi is. Simen Ashi Lilmoid. He's the Erez. So what was the Saftan? What did Bar Kippuk say? He said, Im Barozim Naflo Shalheves. Mayasu is Oivekir. Ravina is Simen Lalamed. And because he's Lalamed, Ravina's like the Tamar. So therefore the Saftan got up for Ravina and he said, "Tmorim honiu roish al tzadik katomar."